Hello everyone, I hope you're doing great today, and I hope you'll enjoy these stories. I'm very excited for Halloween, and it's probably my favourite time of year, second to Christmas, I guess, or sometimes in front of it, and I'm sure lots of you guys have the same thing too. Let me know in the comments what's your favourite aspect of Halloween. I'm actually about to go and get a couple of decorations for my desk at the minute. Last year I had these glow-in-the-dark skeletons, so it was amazing. It was like I had mini insomniacs everywhere around where I live, but I don't actually know where they've gone. But I'm probably going to get some kind of pumpkin thing. I'm going to get a real one, just not immediately, because I find mine goes kind of dodgy quite quickly and end up throwing it out before Halloween. But yeah, I hope everybody's doing great and enjoys these stories, and let me know your favourite aspects of Halloween. Take care and enjoy it. Now I'm one of those people who really enjoyed Halloween. I'm also one of those people that live pretty much in the middle of nowhere. Now that hasn't really changed much in my adult life or when I was much younger, which annoying for me now is quite a while ago, but guess what, I was young once, and I do remember things from it well. Now where I lived was really in the middle of nowhere. My parents happened to live somewhere that was pretty deep in the forest, and it was annoying for some things because it basically meant that you had to drive if you wanted to get anywhere. Even if it was just simple like groceries or trying to get water bottles, you had to go pretty far to do so. Now, the problem with that was before I could drive I would actually get really painfully bored, and I guess that's pretty much what you could imagine to be honest, because what could you possibly do? I mean, I could ride a bike, but it would take forever, and I didn't have the energy for it, and plus I was a little bit lazy when I was younger. But eventually, the day came that I could drive, and the good thing about that is it meant we had a couple of adventures to look forward to, with me and my friends. Now, before I get to that part, I'd like to share something with you all. Now, because where we lived, Halloween was only celebrated by a pumpkin outside the front of our yard. There wasn't really much else we would do because we would never get any visitors, I mean, what'd you expect? And who would have the energy to do that? You would occasionally, I mean very rarely, have the odd visitor who would bring their children in their car, but other than that it was no one really. So on one particular day when I was young, I was very surprised to hear a knock on the door. Now I looked out the window, and I could see somebody dressed as a ghost. It was fairly dark outside, but strangely, they looked almost transparent partly, and I thought it was a really cool outfit to wear. It's almost like a mixture of white and black, but not grey if you know what I mean. And I could kind of see through them, which was really odd. I thought this was the coolest thing ever. Now this must have been quite a tall kid, because this person was about 6'3" in height if I had to guess. That's far bigger than I am anyway, especially back then. Now I looked around and panicked because I couldn't find anything to give to them. I thought, oh god, this is going to be awkward when I have to turn them away, isn't it? I quickly looked around and luckily found an apple very shortly, and I was able to hand this over to them. Now thankfully in doing so, I managed to tell my mum what I was doing, and she said that was fine. So I quickly go over to the door, open it, and shout trick or treat back to them. I know it's meant to be the other way round, but honestly I thought it was the best joke ever back then. I actually still do it to children now that come to our home. But anyway, to my surprise, nobody was there. This was really odd because I knew somebody was there, and they couldn't have moved away in time. I quickly jump out and look around near the porch, but I can't see anyone. Now that's odd, there 100% was someone there only moments ago. I ended up jogging around a little bit trying to look for anyone and say, hey, I've got your cat, go to say candy but realise I don't have any, and say, I've got your treat here, where are you? I guess they don't like apples, I say to myself. I then hear a blood-curdling scream. Maybe they didn't like my joke. I think maybe it was somebody just playing games on me and trying to scare me, you know, like they've gone to your house, waited for you to come outside, then tried to make you jump. But then, I realized something different now. The scream I heard was from my mom. I immediately sprint inside and slam the door behind me. I sprint into my mom's room and my dad's comforting my mom, saying, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And she points to the window. She said she just saw somebody dressed as a ghost peering in through the window. And I then say, Mom, I saw them. Me and my dad look at each other for a second, then we both sprint outside. My dad seems a little bit angrier than I've ever seen him before, and I'm just annoyed somebody's being mean to my mom. So my dad has a flashlight with him, peers it around, can't see anybody. He goes to the other side of the house and can't find anyone again. That's pretty bizarre. I then go into the other side and realize that there's nobody around. Impossible, I say to my dad. I saw them. My dad says, I know, how could they have hidden? Maybe they're on the roof. With that, my dad quickly grabs a ladder and starts making his way up. I say, Dad, I don't think this is a good idea, but he won't listen to me. I hear trudge, trudge, trudge on the roof, then after a few seconds, he returns again and says, nobody's there, and I have to hold the ladder. To be honest, this is probably the most dangerous part because I wasn't very strong and I didn't weigh much and I wasn't sure if I could hold my dad's weight on it. But he comes back down and looks at me and says, something's off, kid. And we both go back inside. Now, we ended up calling the law enforcement because we thought anybody out there would have had to be absolutely off their mind to be doing this, especially in the night time, because all you can do is run off into the forest, but we couldn't see them anywhere, and that would have only meant that they were hiding. After a long wait, I mean literally 2 hours, some law enforcement officers do arrive finally, and they do a big search of the area and some of the woods. I thought to myself, I'm really happy that it wasn't me that had to go off into the woods like that, because I'd be scared. But I become more scared upon their return. They tell us that they didn't find anything. Nada. Nothing. Now, that's pretty strange. I don't really want to jump the gun and say what I saw was a ghost, but I don't really know what else I could have possibly seen. It just didn't add up to me. Now anyway, that was my first story, and was actually quite annoying because since then my mom's always been paranoid and seems to just stare at the windows, almost looking for it to come back. She's not necessarily traumatized by the situation, but definitely far more cautious now. It would have been easy to say she just saw the curtains or something, but we didn't have curtains on that particular window, and I saw the same thing, and my mom described it perfectly the same to me, partially transparent and just looking kind of tall, almost too tall and stick-like. So that was my first encounter that I had, which I couldn't really explain. Now, the other come from a couple of years later while I was driving. Now, this is in the later years and I had my truck, and on Halloween, lots of my friends would like to go around just to the really remote areas and do trick-or-treating, because A, nobody did it, so you'd always get really good candy, and B, it was just fun and there wasn't much else to do, and hey, I have a truck, so why not? We actually all dressed up for this, and we knew one house that we could go to that would always give us really good stuff. We ended up hitting most of the towns around us, and eventually decided that we're gonna have to go somewhere different this time. My friend said that he knew about one particular house that always had some weird vibes about it. Apparently, some people lived there sometimes but not always, but they would always act really strange when you approached. I couldn't say no to this, especially because I was already in the Halloween spirit, so I say why not? Now, it's not necessarily a quick drive to get there, it's about an hour, but when the roads are clear, that doesn't really take too long. So we ended up heading over there. Now, the first part of the journey was pretty good to be honest, and I was actually worried that this place didn't exist. I'd heard rumors about this before, about other people that had went up there and got really scared, but I didn't really believe it. I just thought it was going to be some abandoned place and my friend was going to try and make me jump. I mean, after all, that was always my go-to when things were strange. We drove for what felt like miles and miles, and it was particularly dark now, because when you drive into very rural areas, there really isn't much light out here in the sticks. And you won't really get any street lamps too. There just aren't enough people for it to be a viable thing, so all you have is your headlights. And that means it's very hard to spot anything. And also, you can't really see what's coming. Now eventually we get to a place and my friend says, this is the spot, and we don't really believe him. We all get out and hesitantly start to go following him. Now he takes us into another part of the woods, and we're starting to get quite away from my truck. I say to him, hey, do you actually know what way we have to go to get back? Because I'm not really in the mood to get lost out here alone. Even if I've got a group of friends, I know what's gonna happen. My friend says, no, no, don't worry, just follow me. Now he's taking us through a part of the woods where there's lots of puddles around. It's rained recently and it's actually quite annoying because you constantly have to watch your step and you always feel like you're about to fall over. Or at least for me, because I tend to quite a lot. Now while we're walking, our clothes are getting more and more muddy and my shoes are pretty much a wreck at this point and my jeans are soaked through. I still have some of my Halloween costume on, being the top half of my mask, but I actually take it off because it's going to start getting wrecked by the rain. Some of my other friends actually said to the guy who was leading us there, I want to head back, but he persisted, no, just come on, we're going to make it, it's not much further now. So he's pretty much leading all of us up this forest path now. We don't know exactly where we're going, and the trees seem to be getting thicker and thicker. There's lots of insects about too, which is actually quite annoying. Some of them have gone in because of the rain, but others have sticked around because of the humidity, and it's actually really annoying. Now eventually, believe it or not, we did stumble upon something. All the way down the end of this path that we can see is a house standing alone. Now this thing looked like it was out of the Amityville horror film. I really don't want to go and investigate. I look at my friends thinking they're going to be agreeing with me. You know when you can do a glancing look and your eyes can speak a thousand words? Well, I do that and I hear nothing back from their eyes. Everybody seems to be absolutely blind to the situation, and everybody's persisting that we should press on. Now, I'm very, very hesitant about doing so because something just feels completely off about this whole situation. I don't know how far away we are from the car. I don't really want to run in the dirt because, well, to be honest, at the time I was worried about my jeans a lot because they're expensive. And Halloween's going to be over soon, so what are we doing here? But we continue on. Now every step we took seemed to feel more and more menacing, I don't know why. We eventually make it into somewhat of a clearing and we're probably about 50 meters away from the home. Now there's no lights on at all, which is pretty convincing that it's empty, but it was getting late, so maybe other people who lived in there had went to sleep or something. We all stop for a moment to look at each other. And then my friend says, so who wants to go first? I actually start laughing and saying, no way you've brought us all out here and you won't actually go in there. He says, hey, I just don't feel it right now. Then one of my friends decides that they're going to go and do it. Go and be brave. I say this isn't a good idea and that we should all turn back, but they're in pretty much disbelief that anything could happen, as we are to why they would want to do it. So this one friend bravely goes forward with a stupid little bag ready to go and get some tricks or treats from whoever's in there. At best they're going to come out with an out of date candy bar, at worst they're going to come back with god knows what. But they're adamant and make their way. They get about halfway there and they turn to look back at us just to laugh when there's this weird sound in the woods. It's really bizarre, but it sounds like something very loud has just been dropped on the ground. And then, a scream. Now, I can't tell you what made the scream because the next thing I knew, we were all running. But my god, was it horrifying. We quickly turn back to make sure the other friend has come, and one of my other friends is screaming and I see a light on in the building. That was it. We all bolted out of there. We run for as long as we possibly can, and all of us being relatively unathletic, that's not very long. We eventually make it back to my truck, however, and I basically sped the whole way back. All of us are arguing with each other, saying how stupid it is to actually have gone, but that friend is counter-arguing, saying, "Oh, we don't know what was there, we should go back and investigate." And I say, "Are you out of your mind? That could be a killer." It really spooks me out because nobody was around. And why was there such a loud scream coming from God knows where, just off in the woods? And I just couldn't believe the house wasn't abandoned because I was absolutely convinced that there was nobody in there. But God, the image of that's burned into my memory, even now seeing the lights on in there. We eventually make it back, and for the next couple of years we never did anything like it. I guess we all kind of forgot about what had happened that day, and all of us decide that it's going to be a good idea to reattempt again, another Halloween. And yep, you guessed it, the ringleader was still the same person as before. Now on this particular Halloween, we decide that we're just going to head straight over there and not do any of the other stuff that we'd usually do before. So we're not going to bother going to any of the other towns, we're literally just going to go straight there and find out what's wrong. Now, I know when you're listening to this, you're probably thinking, this is a really dumb idea. But I guess I was a little bit naive and relatively young at the time, so in my mind this is an absolutely great idea to solve the mystery. And time kind of healed the nerves a little bit, so off we head once again. Now this time, while we're driving, we realise that there's something blocking the road, which is really odd. Literally, there's a large boulder in the path which wasn't there last time, so it completely stops you from going there if you go by a car. So we have no option but to get out now, and we have to walk. Now my friend, who knows the area relatively well, knows a path that we can take that should still take us up there. So off we set once again. Now weirdly it was raining just like all those years ago, and some things feel familiar, I don't really know why. Maybe it was deja vu of doing the same thing, but it just felt like we're reenacting a scene almost. Now while we're walking, we come across a stream which perfectly interjects on our path. That means to overcome it, we can either walk for a mile to find a bridge or stone skip, and I'm much better at stone skipping, so I quickly jump across. The other friend who originally wanted to do this jumps across too, and I actually feel quite good for having him there. Then my other friend tries, and what do you know, they go straight into the water. He says, "God, come on, I'm not gonna do this, let's head back." The others are kind of hesitant as to what to do, but they all decide that they're not gonna bother coming. I then look at my friend and he looks at me and we both nod to each other. It's time for us to sort this out once and for all, to close the mystery. Now I'm probably not as brave as Ben was, but I feel like having him there makes me feel a little bit more safe, and we're a bit bigger than we were last time we did this. We hand over the keys and tell the others just to wait inside and that we're gonna go off on our own. Now, to walk there was a very long mission, because of course we could have drove for a good 5 minutes or so, and just half the time it would take or less, but now we're gonna have to trek a bit. Also, it's still pretty muddy everywhere, and the same things happened again, only this time I wore some waterproof things and I actually had an umbrella. The thing was, that didn't last for too long because the foliage was pretty thick up here, so this basically meant we were just ducking under things with the umbrella down now. Now we actually made it to a part of the woods that looked really beautiful, but there was nice leafage on the ground that kind of contrasted the colour of the trees really well, and it was one of the only moments that I really felt calm and at peace. Maybe it's just because I was out in the greenery and whatnot, but I don't know. It was just kind of weird and really took my mind off everything. Now eventually, we make it back to the old clearing, and the house looked even worse than before. This time, I was absolutely certain that nobody could have possibly lived in there. There was some more foliage that had grown around it, and it looked long abandoned, so we decided to go up there. Now my friend Ben called out trick or treat from there, and I stop him and say, "Be quiet, just in case there's animals or stuff in there," and he actually nods his head silently and agrees. Now we're in a good situation where we can just go forward and see what was up. Now while walking, I felt my hand go very tingly along with my legs, and I started to feel a little bit weak. I realized now that my body was just not in a good way because of fear. I was being taken over by the fear now. We eventually make it within about 10 meters, then 5, then 4, then 3, then stop to look up. Ben was convinced that he heard something and made me stop, but I can't really hear anything. We quietly whisper trick or treat as a joke and start laughing a bit. Then my friend Ben nods and decides to go for the door. I say, "Stop, are you crazy? We've done what we wanted." And he says, "No, let's go, come on. We're nearly there now." And he slowly opens the door. He has a flashlight and quickly shines that on. And he peers it around, then says, "Look, there's nobody here, we're good." He says that he wants to investigate what's upstairs, and I decide to look around the kitchen, another area. Now, for some reason, this place didn't feel too abandoned like I thought it would have been. It looked pretty old and disused, but not in the kind of state I thought it would be. There was some food around that was partly rotten, but some that wasn't, and I thought, maybe they just had some weird preservatives, or I don't know, maybe it was just petrified food. Upon closer inspection, that was the case, and I saw some bugs move around, and it made me feel quite sick. I can then hear some creaks of the stairs as Ben goes upstairs. I then make my way out of the kitchen and go into the living area, and I hear a loud thud, a scream, and a bang. I'm frozen in place and let out a kind of moany scream myself and say, "But Ben," and I hear crashing down the stairs. I quickly dart behind the door and I wait for a few seconds. I'm waiting for the commotion to die down, then I take my chance and sprint too. I say, "Ben, Ben," and scream, "Ben," and thankfully I can see Ben on the porch. He says, "Go, go." I say, "What's wrong? What's happened?" And he's holding his hand now. I say, "God, what's wrong?" And he says, "I'm bleeding. We have to get back," he screams to me. And panicking, I take a quick glance behind me, and I can see multiple dark figures up in the top of the house moving around with a light on. There's got to be at least 4 of them up there. I say, "What happened?" And he says, "They've attacked me and tried to grab me." He then shows me his hand, and I can see he has a deep cut on it, and I'm really worried about this. I tell him that he has to keep pressure on it, and we ended up sprinting back deep into the forest to a part that we haven't been in before. Luckily, Ben really knows his way around well and eventually got us back towards the stream. We then go to jump over it, and I stupidly, clumsily fell in. I accidentally swallowed some water and it tasted disgusting, and as I'm getting up, I luckily vomited it out again, and we sprint all the way back to the car. The friends are waiting there, and we scream at them to just drive, drive, and take us over to the hospital. We didn't explain what had happened, but we needed urgent help, and we eventually make it to the hospital, and the nurses there, or whoever it was, say that they can only take Ben in, and we have to wait. I then quickly asked to use a phone and made a police report explaining what had happened. They say they're going to send a unit out to investigate. I then quickly explain what happened to the others, and they all start parading me for being so stupid and clumsy. Luckily, after a couple of hours, Ben came out and he was okay. They managed to stop the bleeding and heal the wound. They said they just have to run some tests and give him injections because they don't know what he was stabbed with, and he doesn't. eventually, we have to go and take the other friends back, and I need to phone the police again to ask for a follow-up and to give them more information. Eventually, the police come over to my house where I have been there and my concerned parents, and I tell them what happened. They say something was definitely wrong, and they send out their units to investigate the whole area. Now, to this day as I'm writing this story, I never knew what actually happened when the police investigated. All I can do is imagine that there was a group of people squatting in there who were probably trying to do drugs or something and thought we were a threat, but deep down I feel like it was something far worse. I'm convinced that there was something really off that day, and the scream that we heard those years before was linked somehow. Why else would they have attacked somebody so quickly upon going upstairs? Ben said to me that literally all he did was made it to the top step, turned round, and somebody tried to grab him. I've never been trick-or-treating since, and I don't think I ever will again.